You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guest today is artist Merity Davis. Welcome to the show, Merity.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here. You are an artist with an opening this first Friday, like a lot of people we've talked to this week. But please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
I've been in Juno since 77.
Wow.
So I can play Let's Remember with the best of them.
A fun game,
yes,
for those who have been here a long time. I don't remember much.
So I've just been doing artwork most of my life of one type or another. So it's kind of like, oh, let's do this. Then, oh, that sounds interesting. Let's do something else. So lately, the last 10 years or so, I've been doing cutout work. So it's just cutting mat, me with my sharp knife and whatever material, paper, fabric, or sometimes vinyl to work with. So that's been capturing my attention, and it's still fun. So,
have you had a lot of exhibits around town?
Just one other exhibit was 4 years ago, I believe, at the Canvas, and that was my Los Muertos Travel the World. So that was a skeleton-inspired travelogue.
Wow. So that sounds nice and spooky for Halloween tomorrow. But this work is actually plankton inspired, and you sent in some pictures, and I didn't know what to expect, but it wasn't that when I opened up the work. But the work looks great. So so you said there were cutouts. I wasn't quite sure even what I was looking at. Can you tell me, like, what are the materials and how are they displayed? What can we expect to see when we walk into your exhibit?
So I've been recently working with fabric. It's a nylon fabric. So these are hanging panels that have a little motion to them. So they have a backing of white, and then the forward sheet is colored, and that's what I cut my design into. So I'll work it out in pencil,
okay,
and then I'll cut it into that front piece of fabric. And then I sew the two together, and they're hung up. So there'll be some light work going on. And, I think I have 13 works in all.
Wow. And what is it about plankton that inspired these designs?
Well, I went to dinner with a couple of good friends, and they introduced me to a woman, Rebecca Welty, W-E-L-T-I. And she's a plankton sculptor. It was kind of like, what do you do? Oh, I make plankton sculptures. And so I'm like, oh, let me take a look. And as soon as I saw her work, I was like, plankton. It's so fabulous because I had kind of forgotten it, my long ago marine biology background.
Yeah.
And I had been making stickers at the time. I still do. And so I thought, oh, I'll make stickers for your car. I'll planktonize your car with stickers. So just from there, she's trying to bring the function. You know, plankton are so important.
Mm-hmm.
Like over 50% of the oxygen we breathe is that's plankton.
Well, let's take a step back.
Photosynthesis.
What is plankton? Remind our listeners.
So just small and drifting organisms in the oceans and in freshwater as well. There are basically two kinds. So phytoplankton is a plant plankton. So it's the same as trees. They photosynthesize. So they take in carbon dioxide and sunlight and then release oxygen. So since the earth is covered so much with water, it's not surprising, although one forgets it,
mm-hmm,
that that's a big engine for creating oxygen. And so they don't get a lot of press. It's not like, you know, a nice baby otter is really cute, but plankton are not seen. And so just seeing them in the fabulous shapes. So I wanted to kind of just do a 1-2 punch and bring a little attention through art and provide kind of an introduction.
So, as you mentioned, plankton are microscopic.
Mm-hmm.
Your work is not microscopic.
Nope.
So the designs and your cutouts, are those based on plankton shapes?
Yes, yes, all plankton shapes. Of course, I have taken a little creative license, but they're all existing plankton shapes, which really don't need the embellishment. They're just so fabulously outrageous that, you know, the ideas aren't the problem. It's which ones to cut out or which ones to draw or put, I've made some mandalas. So that's a really fun project. If, you know, what's a long and skinny one? What's a short and fat one? What's a round one? But the shapes are fabulous.
We have some pictures up on our website, ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon, if you want to go and take a sneak peek at some of Merity's work. It is really striking, and I love the designs and the contrast, and I wouldn't have known it was plankton unless you had told me. It's very beautiful. Do you want to talk about, there's one that is kind of, it seems like a panel, maybe a few different shapes put together. Is that just like a collage?
Yeah, that's so there's, it developed into three different kind of forms. So I've done some rectangular panels, and those are just floating plankton of different types. And then I've done some mandalas. So they're plankton in a circle, just Tetris together.
Yeah.
And then the other three are in a Notan style. So N-O-T-A-N, that's a Japanese study of positive and negative.
That's the one I was talking about.
And so there's three of those. And so that was very fun to play around with, putting all the shapes together in one panel and messing around with just the positive and negative.
How long does it take you to make a complete piece?
Hard to say. So there's a lot of me and my pink eraser and my pencil. So probably one of those takes me a couple days to get the design where I like it. Then I take it to my favorite copy people out there at CopyWorks, and they enlarge the design to the size that I want to make the finished article. And then I can cut through that copy into the fabric.
Very cool. Well, your work will be on display this first Friday at the Jack. Is it ready? Or is everything up?
There's a few details, but everything's pretty much ready. And I just wanted to stress, I'm not a plankton scientist. I'm an artist who's fascinated with plankton. So I just put a certain amount of information, enough hopefully to hook people, young people, students. I've reached out to all the schools to hopefully get students there who might fire them up to learn about more about plankton.
Well, I've learned a lot in this conversation alone. So thank you, Merity Davis, for coming on the show and talking about plankton and your artwork, which is really cool. And you can check out the opening at the Jack this first Friday, starting at 4:30 p.m.
Yes, uh-huh.
And do you have a website or anywhere we can find out more about your work?
I do. LottiesEye.com.
Okay.
So LottiesEye.
All right. Merity Davis, thanks so much for being here today. Have a great exhibit opening on Friday.
Thank you.